Sonnet 43, The Malvern Hills, March the 12th, 1835, by Henry Alford. Erewhile I saw ye faintly through far haze, spread many miles above the fields of sea. Now ye rise glorious, and my steps are free to wander through your valley's beaten ways, and climb above, threading the rocky maze, and trace this stream alive with shifting light, with whose successive eddies silver bright, not without pleasant sound the moonbeam plays. My dear, dear bride, 2 days had made thee mine, 2 days of waxing hope and waning fear, when under the night planet's lavish shine we stood in joy and blessed that rillet clear. Such joy unwarning comes and quickly parts, but lives deep-rooted in our heart of hearts.
Peace by Henry Alford. I have found peace in the bright earth and in the sunny sky, by the low voice of summer seas, and where streams murmur by. I find it in the quiet tone of voices that I love, by the flickering of a twilight fire and in a leafless grove. I find it in the silent flow of solitary thought, in calm half-meditated dreams and reasoning self-taught. But seldom have I found such peace as in the soul's deep joy of passing onward free from harm through every day's employ. If gems we seek, we only tire and lift our hopes too high. The constant flowers that line our way alone can satisfy.
April 1844 by Henry Alford. There was a child, bright as the summer prime, fair as a flower. Not long his speaking eyes had uttered meaning. Nature's love not long had stolen into his heart. One sweet May morn his young life dawned, so that the summer heats unconscious passed he through. The autumn fruits just gladdened him with bloom. The sparkling frost awoke his greeting smile. But when the spring broke out upon the earth, lighting with stars of floral radiance all the level green, then was his joy a living, laughing thing. He held the coloured buds, their beauty fed his eager longing. Up to those he loved, he held them in the fullness of his joy and laughter, eloquent of inward bliss. Dear child, for thou wert ours, this and the like, a few sweet visions of thine infant smiles, a few bright hours of purity and calm, are all of thee that we remember now. For in the sunshine of that rising spring, when lavish bloom was poured on all around, thy cheek alone grew pale. Day after day thou fadest from our sight, yet even thus, long as thine eyes could gaze, thy fingers clasp, brought we our tribute due of gleaming buds, glad if we might one moment wake anew thy dormant thought, and light thine eyes with joy.